The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. Back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller, with you on this Friday, 9th of December, 2016. You know, I had Al Whitney on yesterday, and we were talking about the bankruptcy of America in March of 1933. And lo and behold, what did I have cached away in my favorites? Well, it's something I forgot that I had had, and it's the fireside chat on the banking crisis of March 12, 1933, by Franklin Delano Roosevelt. It's very fascinating because, well, here's a pep talk to the country about a banking holiday that took place, and there is nothing to fear but fear itself. Yeah, no, the fear that people were feeling was the fear of the banks. How many years were they into the Great Depression? Let me see, 1929, about 3.5, almost 4 years. And he was admonishing people for being hoarders. Yes, people that went to the bank that wanted to pull out all their cash because an indication had popped up on their radar screen that maybe the banks aren't as solvent as we're led to believe. But of course, that's just fear, and fear feeds on itself, and gosh, we all know what fear can do. Well, I know what a dollar can do. Oh, by the way, even after the banking fiasco and the closure, and the reorganization and the bankruptcy and the reopening, he actually made the comment that, well, hey, folks, you got to understand that once this reorganization is done, your money is safer in the bank than it is at home underneath your mattress. Don't think so. My money under my mattress is guarded by my 12-gauge shotgun defender. But, you know, we have seen confiscation of your booty out here, folks. I mean, you know, your goods, not your actual booty. Well, sometimes they abscond with that as well. They'll haul your little booty off to jail for whatever offense against the empire that they so designate. Well, here is the fireside chat by Mr. Franklin Delano Roosevelt on March 12th. 1933.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Don't worry, the scratchiness clears up a little bit.
My friends, I want to talk for a few minutes with the people of the United States about banking. To talk with the comparatively few who understand the mechanics of banking, but more particularly with the overwhelming majority of you who use banks for the making of deposits and the drawing of checks. I want to tell you what has been done in the last few days and why it was done and what the next steps are going to be. I recognize that the many proclamations from state capitals and from Washington, the legislation, the treasury regulations, and so forth, couched for the most part in banking and legal terms, ought to be explained for the benefit of the average citizen. I owe this in particular because of the fortitude and the good temper with which everybody has accepted the inconvenience and the hardships of the banking holiday. And I know that when you understand what we in Washington have been about, I shall continue to have your cooperation as fully as I have had your sympathy and your help during the past week. First of all, let me state the simple fact that when you deposit money in a bank, the bank does not put the money into a safe deposit vault. It invests your money in many different forms of credit, in bonds, in commercial paper, in mortgages, and in many other kinds of loans. In other words, the bank puts your money to work to keep the wheels of industry and of agriculture turning round. A comparatively small part of the money that you put into the bank is kept in currency, an amount which in normal times is wholly sufficient to cover the cash needs of the average citizen. In other words, the total amount of all the currency in the country is only a comparatively small proportion of the total deposits in all the banks of the country. What then happened during the last few days of February and the first few days of March? Because of undermined confidence on the part of the public, there was a general rush by a large portion of our population to turn bank deposits into currency or gold. A rush so great that the soundest banks couldn't get enough currency to meet the demand. The reason for this was that on the spur of the moment, it was of course impossible to sell perfectly sound assets of a bank and convert them into cash except at panic prices far below their real value.
Or depression prices.
By the afternoon of March 3rd, a week ago last Friday, scarcely a bank in the country was open to do business. Proclamations closing them in whole or in part had been issued by the governors in almost all of the states. It was then that I issued the proclamation providing for the national bank holiday. And this was the first step in the government's reconstruction of our financial and economic fabric. The second step,
read that reorganization,
last Thursday, was the legislation promptly and patriotically passed by the Congress, confirming my proclamation and broadening my powers so that it became possible, in view of the requirement of time, to extend the holiday and lift the ban of that holiday gradually in the days to come. This law also gave authority to develop a program of rehabilitation of our banking facilities. And I want to tell our citizens in every part of the nation that the National Congress, Republicans and Democrats alike, showed by this action a devotion to public welfare and a realization of the emergency and the necessity for speed that it is difficult to match in all our history. The third stage has been the series of regulations permitting the banks to continue their functions to take care of the distribution of food and household necessities and the payment of payroll. This bank holiday, while resulting in many cases in great inconvenience, is affording us the opportunity to supply the currency necessary to meet the situation. Remember that no sound bank is a dollar worse off than it was when it closed its doors last week. Neither is any bank which may turn out not to be in a position for immediate opening. The new law allows the 12 Federal Reserve banks to issue additional currency on good assets, and thus the banks that reopen will be able to meet every legitimate call. The new currency is being sent out by the Bureau of Engraving and Printing in large volume to every part of the country. It is sound currency because it is backed by actual good assets. Another question that you will ask is this: why are all the banks not to be reopened at the same time? The answer is simple, and I know you will understand it. Your government does not intend that the history of the past few years shall be repeated. We do not want and will not have another epidemic of bank failures. As a result, we start tomorrow, Monday, with the opening of banks in the 12 Federal Reserve Bank cities. Those banks which on first examination by the Treasury have already been found to be all right. That will be followed on Tuesday by the resumption of all other functions by banks already found to be sound in cities where there are recognized clearinghouses. That means about 250 cities of the United States. In other words, we're moving as fast as the mechanics of the situation will allow us. On Wednesday and succeeding days, banks in smaller places all through the country will resume business, subject, of course, to the government's physical ability to complete its survey. It is necessary that the reopening of banks be extended over a period in order to permit the banks to make applications for the necessary loans, to obtain currency needed to meet their requirements, and to enable the government to make common sense checkups. Please let me make it clear to you that if your bank does not open the first day, you are by no means justified in believing that it will not open. A bank that opens on one of the subsequent days is in exactly the same status as the bank that opens tomorrow. I know that many people are worrying about state banks that are not members of the Federal Reserve System. There is no occasion for that worry. These banks can and will receive assistance from member banks and from the Reconstruction Finance Corporation. And, of course, they are under the immediate control of the state banking authorities. These state banks are following the same course as the national banks, except that they get their licenses to resume business from the state authorities. And these authorities have been asked by the Secretary of the Treasury to permit their good banks to open up on the same schedule as the national banks. And so I am confident that the state banking departments will be as careful as the national government in the policy relating to the opening of banks and will follow the same broad theories. It is possible that when the banks resume, a very few people who have not recovered from their fear may again begin withdrawals. Let me make it clear to you that the banks will take care of all needs, except, of course, the hysterical demands of hoarders. And it is my belief that hoarding during the past week has become an exceedingly unfashionable pastime in every part of our nation. It needs no prophet to tell you that when the people find that they can get their money, that they can get it when they want it for all legitimate purposes, the phantom of fear will soon be laid. People will again be glad to have their money where it will be safely taken care of, and where they can use it conveniently at any time. I can assure you, my friends, that it is safer to keep your money in a reopened bank than it is to keep it under the mattress. The success of our whole national program depends, of course, on the cooperation of the public, on its intelligent support, and its use of a reliable system. Remember that the essential accomplishment of the new legislation is that it makes it possible for banks more readily to convert their assets into cash than was the case before. More liberal provision has been made for banks to borrow on these assets at the reserve banks, and more liberal provision has also been made for issuing currency on the security of these good assets. This currency is not fiat currency. It is issued only on adequate security, and every good bank has an abundance of such security. One more point before I close. There will be, of course, some banks unable to reopen without being reorganized. The new law allows the government to assist in making these reorganizations quickly and effectively, and even allows the government to subscribe to at least a part of any new capital that may be required. I hope you can see, my friends, from this essential recital of what your government is doing, that there is nothing complex, nothing radical in the process. We have had a bad banking situation. Some of our bankers had shown themselves either incompetent or dishonest in their handling of the people's funds. They had used the money entrusted to them in speculations and unwise loans. This was, of course, not true in the vast majority of our banks, but it was true in enough of them to shock the people of the United States for a time into a sense of insecurity and to put them into a frame of mind where they did not differentiate, but seemed to assume that the acts of a comparative few had tainted them all. And so it became the government's job to straighten out this situation and to do it as quickly as possible, and that job is being performed. Mm-hmm. I do not promise you that every bank will be reopened or that individual losses will not be suffered, but there will be no losses that possibly could be avoided, and there would have been more and greater losses had we continued to drift. I can even promise you salvation for some, at least, of the sorely pressed banks. We shall be engaged not merely in reopening sound banks, but in the creation of more sound banks through reorganization. It has been wonderful to me to catch the note of confidence from all over the country. I can never be sufficiently grateful to the people for the loyal support that they have given me in their acceptance of the judgment that has dictated our course, even though all our processes may not have seemed clear to them. After all, there is an element in the readjustment of our financial system more important than currency, more important than gold, and that is the confidence of the people themselves. Confidence and courage are the essentials of success in carrying out our plan. You people must have faith. You must not be stampeded by rumors or guesses. Let us unite in banishing fear. We have provided the machinery to restore our financial system, and it is up to you to support and make it work. It is your problem, my friends, your problem no less than it is mine. Together, we cannot fail.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States has spoken to you from the White House in Washington, D.C.
The Great Wizard of Oz. Well, there you go, folks. That was the reorganization, the bankruptcy of America, March of 1933. And, the state banks, they're not part of the family. They're not part of the privatized Federal Reserve Bank. No. And, some of them will get assistance, if needed, from the member banks. Folks, what you just heard described was deposits that are put into banks. Oh, and Mr. Rosenfeld was correct. Oh, the banks take your money and they put it over here and they put it over there and they put it in this guy's house and they make loans over here. There was a problem with good assets back in 1933. The same way that the banks discovered they had bad assets in 2008. And all these pesky damn people, what the hell is wrong with you? That you're going to show up in the banks and you're going to demand your full deposit, cash in hand, so you can walk out of here, you hoarder, you just absolutely un-American, unpatriotic person, and go home and put it under your mattress because you don't trust the banks. Yeah, nothing to see here, folks. Just move along. They did it once. They did it again. I'll ask the question one more time. Out of all that money that over those mortgage-backed securities, and how many of those securities were sold and resold and sold over again and repackaged, and who the hell knows where they're all at, somebody made off with the cash. Where is the stash of cash? We want it back. Oh, well, there's not going to be any investigation, nobody charged, so I guess that's just lost cash. And what remains is the debt to you and me, Mr. and Mrs. America, because of the criminality of a private corporation, aided, of course, by the gangsters, the Genoveses, and the other crime family up there in Washington, D.C. Nothing to see here, folks. Just move along. Pick up your stuff and move along, if you have any stuff left, that is.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Those sound investments that those banks made, using your money, by the way, a lot of those assets had up and disappeared because of, well, the Depression. We had another peak at this in 1999, you know, when the clocks were going to tick over and the streetlights weren't going to work and the oil pumps in the bottom of the sea pumping out the black gold would fail and it was just going to be havoc. Well, the government had experience with this before, so they decided that they were going to make sure that the banks were all tidy and their computers would not fail, and the new year, 2000, would roll over without a hitch. That problem, ladies and gentlemen, with banks, their infrastructure, their computers, the whole nine yards, was remedied by February of 1999. And what they were desperately trying to do was head off people going to the bank, taking out their money, hoarding it, taking it home, and putting it under their mattress. Problem was, being fractionalized reserve banking, well, there just wasn't enough cash there for people to walk in and say, okay, give me my money. What do you mean you don't have my money? Oh, and here goes the speech. Well, your money's in Fred's house, and we made some bad investments. I'm sorry, we made some investments that haven't come to maturity, or, you know, the contracts are not up, or a sundry other excuses. Folks, I sincerely hope if Donald Trump goes after the Federal Reserve, the duplicates Franklin Delano Roosevelt's fireside chat deal. Bypass the Congress critters, those that are beholding to the power structure, the banker bastards, I like to call them, Wall Street, bypasses that infected little part of our Congress, and of course the media as well. And just go directly to the people and explain to them about the banking system. Now, a lot of people were upset. Well, there's this Chase guy that he's bringing in. Well, folks, here's a redemption for the man. He's the guy that was on the inside during the criminal takedown. What better person would you want to have than the thief that knows how to open up your safe to learn exactly the ways that it was done? And of course, with enough massaging and not threatening, massaging the ego and enough dinners and enough liquor poured into him, I'm sure that he will learn all the secrets he needs to know. There's nothing to fear but fear itself. Unless you've come up with a new spelling for B-A-N-K as F-E-A-R, I'm still fearful of the banks. Everybody should be. Notice how he blithely explained this away that, well, you know, it's just we all got to do this together. Just trust me. Yeah, trust you, my eyeball. I just thought I'd play that for you on the heels of having Al Whitney up yesterday. I thought it was apropos. Steve-O in California. Hello, Steve.
Hey, John. You know, I really enjoyed that, playing that track there. That travel back down memory lane, but that historical speech. But
What is old is new.
Yeah, but I didn't realize that FDR did stand up. I thought that was, passing the buck at the very end of that speech and saying that it was, the people, the hoarding, and, well, this is my money, and you don't have it for me to have, and if I can get my hands on it, I'm going to take it out of your bank. But I thought, how he passed the buck on that and pointed blame to the citizens and didn't really, he really gave the privatized central banking a pass on this, the cartels, the banking cartels. You're right. We're going right back there again, aren't we?
Well, and I hope that since it's the holidays and people have seen It's a Wonderful Life, pay attention to the speech that Jimmy Stewart gives to the people that are crowding into his bank. That was during the Depression, by the way. They crowded into the bank and was demanding their money. And he gave the speech, well, this is a savings and loan. The money has been put in Frank's house over here. Well, you remember what it was like to live in one of those shacks in, Pottersville or whatever the case may be. Yeah. Don't anybody panic. Just take out what you need. Well, banks should have the assets available, and it's not even an asset. Steve, hang on a second. I'm crowding up against a break here. 800, this is an Open Phone Friday, folks. Just love saying that. Open Phone Friday, folks. 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
No one can decide what we all must outrun. Who's gonna carry the weight of the world until we learn to stop and do what must be done? This ain't no Shangri-La.
We are back. Steve, California.
Yeah, hey, quick, you know, FDR mentioned in that speech about how the money, of course, you know, it's not all there. It's being used to build the infrastructure. It's working for us, the community, the population. So what do you think the amount of money that really is on hand for withdrawal, if all of it's tied up in who knows where, making money supposedly, what do you think? There's 20-30% available cash on hand by any of these banks to pay out, and that's it? The rest of it's all tied up?
Well, they made a big deal about that after the second banking crisis that we had in this country, that they were assuring people that there was plenty of cash on hand. And, you know, don't be, you know, don't panic, whatever. They were concerned to a point, but they realized when they got to that point that they had fewer of the folding little entities than they could pass through that window to the person demanding what was in their account. I don't know, 10% maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe 10? And it wouldn't matter. I mean, even if there was 50% and 51% of the depositors showed up to take their money out. And you know, I always found it fascinating that, this is for clearing checks and paying bills. Well, when you deposit your money, which isn't really yours, into that bank, they treated it as if it's their money, rather than using the money or the profit that they make to do their own money-making schemes or whatever, you know, give it a name. I don't care. But it's fractionalized reserve banking. It was there then. It's here now. And we're still in a lot of trouble. So, you know, I thought you'd find that fascinating. Have you ever heard the complete? Recording before?
I think I actually have. I think I actually have. It's on YouTube. I believe I have once listened to the whole thing. Yeah, it's amazing. Like I said, the passing the buck and actually, you know, demonizing the people for wanting their money, and supposedly it is their money, but wanting their money and calling it hoarding.
Yeah.
My money, I want my money back. Oh, no, you can't. And that's, you're hoarding, and that's anti-American. That's unpatriotic. It's amazing.
Well, and he'd spent a good portion of that little speech, that little, you dumb clucks, you have no idea what's going on, to remind them that, well, we need to do this all together. And what he didn't say, if we didn't all yield to their demands, that would really would crash the banks.
Exactly.
Yeah, so same old crap over and over again. How much more is the federal government involved in that they shouldn't be involved in? Let me see. We've got how many?
Well, let's say it's like the iceberg theory. There's a lot more below the water than there's above.
Yeah.
So what's hidden is probably a good portion, good size.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. All right.
Hey, thanks, John. Have a great weekend.
Okay, you too, Steve. Yeah, budget cuts? Boy, if they're going to lower taxes in Washington, D.C., can we get rid of, say, not all the agencies? Let's get rid of half of the agencies that are connected with the corporate United States government. See, if we got rid of half of them, we'd only have to get rid of 225 agencies to get rid of 50% of them. And folks, have you noticed something? The only thing that they knew how to do was expand government after this banking crisis of 2008. No, it's the middle guys just doing their usual scamming, only this time on a much grander scale. But there were no talks about shaving down the size of government. If we have less money coming in to operate the government, wouldn't it make great sense to trim down our expenditures? No. No, we're not going to do that. There's going to be a lot of people in the federal government that's going to be looking for work here in the near future. And hopefully the economy can get moving enough to place those people in the private sector. Hillary Clinton's back at it again, folks. She took advantage of Harry Reid, his going away event. Where is he going? He should be going to jail, just like Hillary, but HRC surfaced in D.C., and she wanted to be a part of Harry Reid's going away event. But then she got up to the microphone and went off on the fake news. That's right. Since her flaming defeat, or more importantly, the rejection of at least some sane people in this country that still had the ability to think for themselves, they spoke. And they weren't speaking Clintonese. She went on about websites posting fabricated stories about Clinton and her impact on voters. Hey, Hill, understand something. We didn't put out just for your enjoyment or your defeat all of what was out there, because we don't know what's all that's out there. We only have indication of some of the criminality you've been involved with, and that would most likely put any normal human being in jail for at least three lifetimes. And she had the unmitigated gall to show back up in Washington, D.C. Now, this is very quietly being spoken around Washington, D.C., that Hillary Clinton may, in fact, still be investigated and charged. She should be. For if no other reason, to have in her hands and what she was doing with the power that she could assert and the deals that she could swing, criminality on a scale, folks, that you and I could only imagine. That it is time to set an example of what happens to criminals when they betray the American people and they are in positions of power within the federal government, if for no other reason. Here's what Hillary had to say when she showed up for Harry Reid's goodbye party. I guess you could say she was the turd in the punch bowl.
The epidemic of malicious fake news and false propaganda that flooded social media over the past year, it's now clear that so-called fake news can have real-world consequences. This isn't about politics or partisanship. Lives are at risk. Lives of ordinary people just trying to go about their days to do their jobs, contribute to their communities. It's a danger that must be addressed, and addressed quickly. Bipartisan legislation is making its way through Congress to boost the government's response to foreign propaganda, and Silicon Valley is starting to grapple with the challenge and threat of fake news. It's imperative that leaders in both the private sector and the public sector step up to protect our democracy and innocent lives. Harry Reid and Vice President Biden may be stepping back from the daily scrum of politics and governing, but I know I speak for them as well as tens of millions of Americans when I say that we are all counting on those of you who remain, counting on you to defend this institution that all three of us love so much and the democratic values it embodies. Wow. Counting on you to carry forward Harry Reid's legacy, to stand with working families and fight the good fight for a better, stronger, fairer America.
What a load of crap.
Harry, my friend, thank you for your service and your friendship. I can't help but think of that wonderful song, The Boxer. You left your home and your family when you were no more than a boy. Now in the clearing stands a boxer, a fighter by his trade. You carry the reminders of every glove you faced.
Simon and Garfunkel.
More,
really, Hillary?
We carry the reminders of every fight you waged for us. And we will never, ever forget. I wish you and your family all the happiness in the world. You have earned it. Thank you.
Wow. Wow. Hillary, the fake news was your enemy because we were the people that were putting out the truth about you. You dried up old wench. Yes, this democracy. Well, your village idiot and your democracy and your crookedness is what people have had enough of. Absolutely, absolutely amazing. The fake news. Still going after it. Well, how's this for some fake news? New York Times, Washington Post, fake news still bringing real guns to Iraq, killing thousands. Yes, she's so concerned about people's safety and working. Did you notice how she put that? People just concerned about their jobs and working to support their communities. See, if you didn't understand socialism, you wouldn't have understood that statement, and she fully meant it. It isn't about the individual. It isn't about the individual that may be living in the same vicinity of other people that we may call a city or a town. No, it's become a community, and you working, you're supporting that community. Well, that's what's wrong with America. And I'm not suggesting greed, I got mine, and the hell with you, and you go get yours. This was a process that was understood. That you weren't entitled to anybody else's labor or riches. no way, no how, at no time. But for people like her, this is a natural course of things. Your community. Our values. Yeah, we've seen what your values are like. And that's why people had had enough of you, Hillary. And by jingo, I wished before the day I draw my last breath, I'd like to see this old biddy locked up in jail. And I still believe, it is my belief, folks, that the real fear behind this, exposing Hillary Clinton, her foundation, and all the corruption, is half of Washington, D.C. is going to be charged and put in jail. But you know what? I'm up for one more expenditure. Just one more by the federal government. Build a prison for these asshats and let them rot. Tim in Wyoming. Hello, Tim.
Hey, John.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. I'm enjoying the beginning of the comedy show here. I wasn't sure what was going on.
Well, I mean, communists from a different generation, but communists still. Yeah.
Right. But I'm saying the comedy show, comedy. Mm-hmm. It was actually kind of funny to hear the so-called actual assets, or the way that Roosevelt termed it. I can't remember what exactly the way it was that he said that whether they're tangible or otherwise, what did he call them? I forgot the name. I forgot what it was that he said. That what he called the assets was just laughable. These are something that we can believe in. These are assets. Okay, we're taking your money. We're turning it into, and this is not fiat currency. He says, okay, fiat. Okay. I was laughing. I mean, laughing.
Well, I mean, it would be, Tim, it would be laughable if this was a thing of history past, but it's an ongoing
right.
disease that's still killing this country.
Of course. That's the worst part about it, right? That's why I say the bitter laugh. And then just to hear, Hillary and her going on about, look, the three people, she says, we three believe in this system, et cetera. Yeah, they're the only ones. Nobody else. Nobody else wants it to continue. They do. She does, and those two other do.
Well, yes. Here, Tim, thanks for your call. I appreciate that. You just brought something to mind here that I wanted to bring up. Then all this, by the way, you did not hear, and I cannot find a recording. It's probably somewhere out there, but I'll find it. When Hillary showed up for her bon voyage party for Harry Reid today in Washington, D.C., she was surrounded by women that were literally bawling their eyes out over Hillary not getting the presidency. And the thought occurred to me that through this great liberation of women and really destroying the key component for a strong family in this country, to empower these women. It's the women's liberation movement, folks. That's what they called it, the women's liberation. Now they've been liberated, and they're without their men, and they're surrounding Hillary, bawling like a bunch of little babies. But what's really ironic about this is they're dependent on the government. They have no place else to turn but to Uncle Sammy. Well, your Uncle Sammy has been violating you for a number of years, and you're too stupid to realize it. That's the tragedy of this. That have become so weak. I mean, some of the stuff, folks, that's being said, I mean, just this blubbering, poor me, oh my God, what are we to do? Well, you asked for your liberation. You threw the men out of the cave. Stand on your own. And I don't give a damn if you go running to the government or you go running to your mommy and daddy if they're still alive to try to find a room in the basement to live. I don't care. The only thing I really care about is your disease that's infecting politically the body in the United States. And it's been screwed up for a long time, folks. You know that, and I know that. And the different ways they have gone about screwing you through this omnipotent, all-seeing, all-knowing federal government, this corporation of America that has done such a bad, bad job. I'm up against a break here. Hold on with your calls. I'll grab those as soon as we take this three-minute break. I mean, the American people, those that are in the know, aren't knee-jerking. They're not running around panicking. They're just making plans for Plan B if we need to go there.
Well, you were sleeping.
And I'll tell you which bunch would not survive this one. Guess who?
If you have sciatica, then you know all about the crippling pain that travels from your lower back down your leg when a spasm occurs. It's brutal. In fact, it's enough to take your breath away. Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream helps relieve persistent, shooting pains associated with the sciatic nerve in the lower back and legs. This natural, homeopathic cream contains the most potent ingredients to soothe even the most excruciating pain associated with sciatica. Stop the pain now. Ask for Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream at your local health food store or go online to TraskNutrition.com.
Would you like relief from muscle pain, headaches, and discomfort to sleep better, have more energy during the day, and just feel naturally amazing? Fibromalic can help. Its blend of malic acid and magnesium can provide pain relief and comfort for those who experience fibromyalgia. It helps your body absorb more oxygen, and it works quickly for a significant reduction in pain within 48 hours, all without a prescription. Ask for Fibromalic at health and vitamin shops or shop Fibromalic.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
We're back. Betty in North Carolina. Go ahead, Betty.
Okay. That tape was wonderful, and when I consider that our wealth and our liberties were taken away in a flood with that declaration of bankruptcy, I really began to appreciate it a lot more than I had before. I wanted to call and say that my Christmas dinner with my adult children, I've taken Al Whitney's 10 items, and I've made a parallel column with the constitutions that they places where they violate it. And then I kind of reduced it to four major things, which is pluralism, globalism, exclusivism, and corporatism. And I went back to that and I said, now, those are the negatives and really need a foundation for the positives. And these are the positives that I have typed out for them to remind them that they really know these things. It's the Apostles' Creed with the four phrases on the Holy Spirit from the Nicene Creed. That's number one, as a parallel and an offset for the negatives. The second one, globalism, it's the Bible. It's got 10 spheres of rule. It's not just the Ten Commandments. It's the three institutions of church, court, and state, and four levels. The last four are our individual rule. And then the third one, on exclusivism, I've written out for them to look at, is the titles of the Constitution's articles, so that they really get a grip on that. And the last one, on corporatism, to me it's the Bill of Rights and the fact that there's a domineering elite that is reigning over commodities and living souls, and we're ignorant of it, and it's our own fault. That's all I wanted to preach.
Well, yeah, but, okay, I'll let you accept the blame for all of this. And technically you are correct. It is our fault. But this thing was made and not reported on. So how would, if somebody doesn't tell you an alert to danger, does it have to necessarily get close enough to you that you can feel it on the hair of your neck? Or you can smell the smoke of your house that's afire? That's when the danger is pretty close. That's when it's imminent.
Isn't that what Al Whitney is saying? You know, you should fear for your next generation.
Absolutely. We should fear for this one.
Yep.
And if we had any humanity about us, we would feel for the people that have been taken advantage of by the same system. Well, here we are now today with the ability to do something about it. What are we going to do? We're going to keep electing people into office that refuse to talk about this? I mean, rather than hearing 18 months of political BS, I would have much rather listened to them debate the banking and how good this banking system has been for America, and where is its roots, and how does it really function, and why did it go bad so many times?
I don't think they even know what an honest one, how it's constituted.
Well, and it's pretty damn simple, an honest bank. It's very simple banking practice. It's when it gets all confusing is with the thing that they have created. I'm not done with the subject today, by the way. I'll get into a little bit more of this next hour. And there was something that was cute, Betty, that was done on April 3rd of 1957 in a British humor magazine called Punch. You'll just love this because it illustrated all of what Franklin Delano was talking about. And what I said was so much premeditated bunk. Thanks, Betty. Appreciate your call.
Hey, wait, can I make one last one?
At the top of the break right now. Hold on.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.